Tuesday. Today is April the 23rd, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to start off today taking a look at some precision ag tips as we get ready to go to the fields and hopefully get that equipment working the first time around. We're also going to take a look at the cattle markets and ways maybe those can be improved with transparency through the Farm Bill, and also a glance at the cattle on feed report. All that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Matt Liskey with Greenfield Ag. Matt, it is that time of the year when guys are excited to get out to the field and get crops in the ground. Guys have at least hooked things up at the barns or in the shop. It seems like things are talking, but inevitably that first day is always full of challenges when we get out to the field, and it seems like maybe one thing doesn't want to talk to another, or they're getting maybe an error code. Where should they start in their troubleshooting once they get to the field?
A lot of the problems start with the power connection. So the first thing to check is your 12-volt power that you're providing to either the monitor or whatever you're working with in the back to planting equipment or sprayer equipment. So I get a lot of calls, and troubleshooting is usually power related with a high current power, 12-volt power. So a little electrical tester in a cab, probably the best $25 you can spend, help diagnose most of the problems you have. The other ones are just making sure all the cables are connected to the back of the monitor. I had a call yesterday, guy couldn't get RTK, end up only had two of the three cables connected to the back of the monitor. So check your cables in general, just to make sure if there's any rubbing that happens against some vibration, coax cable, GPS cables. That's the main ones to start with.
My guest again today, Matt Liskey with Greenfield Ag. Great tips. Thanks, Matt. Changing directions now, cattle market reform has been a challenge for a number of years, and Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa feels the Farm Bill may be one area to address that.
It's something that we would try to do if we had markup in the Senate Ag Committee. It's something I would try to do, but since we aren't having that markup, that's out of question. We'll never get that bill up separately.
Senator Grassley feels this is especially important for family farms.
It's an important enough thing. You're talking about breaking up the monopoly of the big four meat packers and what they're doing to the family farmer, making it difficult to market on a fair basis, it's very important from an antitrust standpoint that we do things like that.
Again, those the comments of Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Staying with livestock and cattle news, the news stemming from the USDA's latest look at the cattle and calves and feedlots appears to be mixed as tightening cattle inventories seem to continue. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
More cattle in feedlots than this same time last year, a 1% increase as of April 1st. Yet as USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum delves into further detail about the April cattle on feed report, he indicates,
this report showed a decline in placements, which was below what a number of industry analysts were expecting,
with March placements at 1.75 million head of cattle, down 12% year over year.
The low number of cattle being placed on feed reflects the fact that we are looking at increasingly tight supplies of cattle outside feed. We still remain in the contractionary phase of the cattle cycle,
with expected continued tightening of cattle inventory. Likewise, marketings of fed cattle in March were down 14% from 2023.
Feedlots still are selling off the cattle at a rather slow pace relative to history.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now, go from talking about cattle on feed to talking about trade. You know, USDA's ag trade update has been a mixed bag of news. USDA's Gary Crawford tells us more.
Does it look like U.S. agricultural exports this year are going to surpass last year?
Not at this moment.
Nope, not at this moment. USDA economist Bart Kinner, he says we have just gotten the official trade numbers for February, so that gives us the first 5 months of the 2024 fiscal year, and here's where we are with exports.
Agricultural exports for October through February 2024, $78.9 billion, a 7% decrease from the previous year.
7%. Now let's take a look at the current USDA forecast for the entire fiscal year. How does that read?
The most recent forecast for agricultural exports for fiscal year 2024 is $170.5 billion, which, if realized, would be a 5% decrease from fiscal year 2023.
And right now, as you heard, we are running 7% below a year ago. But it's not all bad news. Kenner says sales of U.S. high-value products like red meats are doing pretty well, up about 4%. No, the problem is with bulk commodities, and during the first 5 months of this fiscal year,
exports of major bulk products were $29 billion, which is down 21% from the previous year.
Meanwhile, U.S. imports of ag products from other countries are eclipsing exports. They're coming in at $82.9 billion, so we're running an ag trade deficit right now of about $4 billion. But like we said earlier, yes, this latest ag trade update is not very upbeat, but that update does have a sprinkling of good news in it. Take corn, for example. After months of declining export values, corn sales have crawled back ahead of last year.
Corn exports through February 2024 were $5 billion, up 4% from the previous year.
Kenner says very low prices for U.S. corn have lured more buyers to corn, taking sales value up again by 4%.
Volume of corn exports is 42% increase, so we are exporting a lot more volume. The value is way down.
But that corn is moving. Meanwhile, here's a candidate for most improved sales. It's sorghum. Kenner says
sorghum exports are 369% greater than they were at this point last year.
Mostly due to more purchases by China,
which uses sorghum not only for feed, but also for production of liquor product and also industrial use.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.